Hey everybody, welcome back to the Barbershop Group Podcast. Today we're going to talk about three things that husbands do to dig deeper graves. Yeah, I know a lot of you guys don't like that language, but just sit with me for a minute. Let's talk about this. There are three ways of communicating that really make it difficult for our relationship to our spouses, right? A lot of you guys have experienced this before, so check this out. Look, a lot of times we're combative. Yeah, if you're listening to your wife, she'll probably tell you she hates that and it just does nothing for communication, okay? When a conflict starts, if you're combative, you're unhelpful. There are helpful ways to engage and unhelpful ways that result in digging your own grave. It's not helpful when you're focused on winning an argument instead of on trying to understand your wife. It's more helpful to address what needs to be addressed. In a conflict, sure, strive to give grace, agree, or simply be quiet and keep it moving. But resist deciding to escalate the problem, okay? And that means you got to remove your ego, right? The second thing that a lot of guys do to dig graves is this. Getting defensive is unhealthy because it shows, you know, that you're not really listening, okay? It shows that, you know, rather than improve, you're trying to blame. Okay, getting defensive is not only unhealthy, but also unloving. It tells your wife, I'm not willing to listen. I'd rather be right or try to win rather than be responsible. And that's not loving your wife. That's being selfish. Okay, that's being extremely, extremely selfish. All right. The more healthy and loving action is to be open, to be quiet, to simply try to understand. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying to your spouse, you know what, honey, I was wrong and you were right. Okay? They're truly not going to leave you over I was wrong and you were right. Okay? If that's the kind of person that you have in your life, then you chose the wrong person. Okay? You've got a person whose character traits and personality, yeah, it's not for you. Okay, but I doubt that most of you guys have gotten to this point without recognizing that you have some responsibility in the relationship as far as your communication goes. The third thing that we do to kind of screw up is be avoidant. You know, when you're seeking to avoid an argument, you can go wrong by either minimizing the issue or denying it. When you minimize, you see the problem, but you can't see how it's that big of a deal. When you deny an issue exists, you decide not to see the problem. And sadly, when you avoid an argument, it doesn't go away. It grows into bigger problems. Okay? So, I remember having a professor that said that the beginning of mental unwellness starts with avoidance. Okay? Just think about that for a minute. Those are three things that we do. It's real quick, it's real short, but it can blow up. Okay? So, think about the way that you want to approach conflict and communication with your wife. All right, she's just trying to express herself, and I know it seems like it's so difficult for a lot of guys to listen to things like that. It takes practice, honestly, but the more you practice, the easier it gets for you. So here's a question for you. What mistakes do you commonly make as a husband in your communication? All right, I want you to try to answer that for yourselves. Okay, you can also ask your wife this. What do you wish I do to repair our connection after I've made a mistake? That's a really good question to talk to her about and really be open to her answers. Try to implement them. So I hope these things work for you guys. And, you know, if they work for you, share them with somebody else. Go back to your wife and talk about these things. Let her listen to the podcast. Share it with friends, by the way. Okay. But we just try to put out some decent things after talking to guys throughout the weeks and dealing with some conflict issues that people are talking about. We say, okay, here are the common things that guys are saying or happening, or here are the things that they're saying that their wives are talking about. So hopefully you can avoid being avoidant. You can reduce being defensive and being combative. So until next time, guys, be well, and we'll talk to you soon.